Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. I hope you are doing okay. You're going to enjoy the show. It's just literally around the corner. But we need to let you into a little conversation that we had with our producer, Nicholas Harris, when the songs were on. And we were catching up because I've been away for a couple of weeks or whatever. And I was saying that we went for a walk around with the family in Edinburgh for a bit. We went to the Fringe, but didn't go and see any shows. And Nick has just been up at the Edinburgh Fringe for a couple of days with his other half. And they saw like 14 shows.
Unbelievable.
14 shows. But he's gone through the 14 people, the 14 comedians he's seen, and Richie and I had not heard of a single one of them.
No, I know.
Isn't that unbelievable? Back in the day, you used to know your Mike Reeds.
Yes.
Your Les Dennis's.
Yes.
And stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Les Dawson.
Yes.
All the Leses. But now Nick's list there, I've never even heard of any one of them.
No, I hadn't. I like the Edinburgh Festival. You went?
I went, yep.
Obviously, Nick went. I didn't go this year, but I've been on many numerous occasions, and I like the street artists. That's the thing that I like.
Because you like street artists?
Yes.
Are you talking like people who stand still and they pretend to be a statue?
No, not them. I'm very sceptical about them.
Good.
No, as in sort of like those that start to perform in the street and you get a crowd of people surrounding them. I once had someone, I had to lie down on a bed of nails.
Oh, my. Really?
For an Edinburgh street artist, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a very trusting thing to do.
I know. And then they stood on me.
And did it hurt or not?
No, and I can't to this day work out what was going on.
Wow, that's very... Did you have to go... Did you top off for this little thing where you lay down?
No, I was clothed.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Front or back? Facing forwards, if that's not a personal question.
I was facing forwards.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird. To this day, I don't know what was going on. But you're right, though. Like, they're all cool, and they don't get much of the...
They get a look in.
...the attention. But, like, all of these comedians... But you ain't heard anything.
They should have an inside out and an outside in day in Edinburgh, where all the people people pretending to be still, mime artists, people standing on people's backs, on nail boards or whatever it is, they get to go in the big venues.
Yes.
And then you give us an example of an Edinburgh Fringe. Nick, tell us the name of one of the people that you saw.
Basil
Crumwick.
You've made that up. You've made that up.
He saw someone called Basil Crumwick.
Wow.
I feel like this is a hidden camera thing going on here. But anyway, look, if you have been on a bed of nails, please do get in touch with us on the show this evening or at any point. We'd love to hear from you. hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Look who it is, walking through the door, a mysterious, tall figure. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
I've missed you. It's good to see you. I've missed you too.
I haven't seen you for ages. Well, I say I haven't seen you. Obviously, I've been on holiday for 2 and a bit weeks. And every time I check my phone, you've been in here working.
Yeah.
When I came in, I thought you might be doing the bathrooms as well.
It's my diary has been a horrendous piece of admin over the last fortnight. It really has.
I've just been watching you waiting for different bank holiday trains and stuff like that.
Exactly what's went on weekends.
Are you going to give the vending machines a once over at the end before you go? Or are you done
fully
with that?
Restocked. I did that yesterday.
Oh, well done. Well, good on you. Fair play.
Good to have you back. Where have you been?
Well, I've been everywhere. It's been a really busy. You know, like sometimes if you have a couple of weeks off, you just go to like a resort or just go somewhere, one place. It can go quite quick. What I've done is try to do as many things as I possibly can in 2 weeks.
That sounds very you.
It's just been rushing around. Someone once said to me that I'm like is it a squirrel from Ice Age?
Yes.
It's a little bit like that squirrel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've been to Northumberland.
Yeah.
We've been to Edinburgh to have a look around the Fringe. Mm-hmm. I've been to Bristol to see my folks. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the big festival, Alex James from Blur's festival in the Cotswolds over the weekend
Now, if you were the squirrel from Ice Age, some kind of calamity would have ensued.
Oh, there's been a lot of calamities.
Okay, there you go, when it fits.
There's been all sorts of calamities going on. But the main thing is, it's good to be back. It's good to be here. It's good to see your little cheeky face. And we've moved studio.
We have, yes.
It's like we've fallen on hard times and then we're now in like a bed sit or something.
But 11 minutes in and we haven't broken anything yet.
Well, let's just see how this pans out.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Good to be back. I am actually on a more serious note, in need of a bit of advice from yourself, Richie, and our dear listeners here on Home Time. I have a bit of a tooth fairy situation.
Right.
Tooth fairy situation. Our 7-year-old daughter, Thea, lost a tooth yesterday.
Yeah.
But last night when she went to bed with the note and the tooth under her pillow, the tooth fairy has kind of dropped the ball a little bit, because this morning when Thea woke up, there was a pound coin under the pillow. So that's
the tooth fairy has been.
The tooth fairy has been and left a pound coin. However, and this is the drop in the ball bit, the tooth fairy has accidentally left the tooth along with the pound coin. And the notes.
I see.
So Thea is expecting me back, obviously, this evening after the show, and would like an explanation why the Tooth Fairy would do that.
There'll be a reason.
Oh, there must be a reason.
There'll be a reason, yeah.
And I imagine the Tooth Fairy's absolutely worked off his or her feet and would love maybe any listeners who've got a great suggestion as to a way of explaining this.
Yeah. When you also bear in mind, obviously, there's been sort of like, you know, bank holidays and stuff going on as well. That's
been a lot going on, hasn't it?
A lot going on,
There's a lot going on. So if you have an interesting explanation as to why you think the Tooth Fairy left the tooth as well as put the pound coin down, I'm sure the Tooth Fairy would love to hear it.
Well, it sounds like Lucy's got some reasoning you can share with Bush.
We do. So the Tooth Fairy has been doing the job for so long that she no longer has the capacity to take every tooth. So it is completely random as to which tooth she takes, which might explain why for some children the tooth is gone and for other children the tooth is not. It is also discussed with parents as to how much is left. My little boy gets £2, but obviously your little girl's only been given £1.
Right.
And there are children that I know of that get £5, so it's discussed with parents.
Word.
So it's not Goodness so that every child gets the same amount.
Wow, so see, your kind of angle on this is that the Tooth Fairy's kind of got more work than she can handle in terms of taking teeth. Is it a little bit like, you know, you hear those stories about posties who've got a house full of envelopes and parcels they haven't had time to post or deliver?
Exactly. It's exactly like that. That poor Tooth Fairy has been doing the job for so many children across the world for so long, she doesn't really need the teeth anymore. You can only make so many necklaces out of children's teeth.
Oh, dear, that took a turn.
Dear. Wow.
Wowee. Kind of a witchcraft angle to that, but we like it. Lucy, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
It's unfair to suggest that the Tooth Fairy has dropped the ball, because there's obviously a reason.
There's got to be a reason.
Obviously a reason. Andy in Grimsby says the Tooth Fairy's bag was already full because it was the last day of the month. You look at it, last night would have been the 31st of August.
So there's no where to put it.
No, exactly.
Maybe she's going to be back. Kristen says blame the bank holiday. She doesn't do pickups, just drop-offs.
That's very good
Very
point.
Good.
Gary says, once again, extra credence to the full bag theory. Says it's likely the bag was full, therefore they've left a £1 deposit to let Thea know they weren't forgotten and will return tonight to collect the tooth and leave another £1.
The Tooth Fairy is in for £2, are we saying?
That is what Gary says. In fact, Gary says, as everyone knows, it is £2 per tooth.
Some lady called Paula's just messaged me calling the Tooth Fairy miserable, saying that their kid gets €20 a tooth. €20 a tooth.
Wow.
And then this one here says, it's a heart's desire tooth. Only one kid in 10,000 gets one, and only a Tooth Fairy can recognise it. The Tooth Fairy leaves the tooth, so later, when there's something you really want, you can put it back under your pillow. If the tooth is missing in the morning, you'll get your heart's desire. And there's me thinking, is there any way she could ask Everton to buy a ride back? Come on.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Now, 1st of September today, I've heard some people refer to this as Parental New Year. It's almost, you know, sort of summer holidays are over and done with, kids slowly going back to school, chance to get back into good routines. And for me, that is definitely something I want to do. The timber has been going on over the summer, so I've looked at the 1st of September as a reset today. I'm going to eat less and I'm going to move around more, and I'm expecting results as a result of this new behaviour.
Expecting imminent results.
But A good fitness plan, a good diet needs a good name. I think everything these days, all lifestyle plans, they have names, don't they? You think back in the day, oh, he's doing the Atkins. Or,
yes.
Oh, he's on the keto or keto, whatever it's called. He's doing the Manjaros.
He's on the Manjaros.
Jams.
So,
This new lifestyle plan of mine, this revolutionary eating less and moving around more, doesn't have a name.
So just the basis of it, so we can help kind of design a name for it. What is it? You just move around.
I'm going to move around more than I was.
And
I'm going to eat less than I was. And I think as a result of that, should see results.
I think you should see results.
So here's a starter, all right?
Go on then.
No Jabro.
Explain that one to me.
It's not on the jabs. I'm going to eat less and move around, though. So one of the jabs things is called Manjaro, isn't it? I've gone with no jab, bro.
Oh, it's in bro.
Are you
in...
on the Manjaros? No, I'm on the no jabs, bro.
Okay, I think the first protocol, if you've got to explain it, that's there's a problem.
Okay, bad note. What about keep calm and keto on?
Oh, yeah. Keto, is that...
Is it keto or keto? I don't know.
Sounds like something you might buy in a nightclub.
Or someone that you just bought on transfer deadline day.
Well, watch this space, we'll keep you updated. What about Richie Simmons? Do you remember Richard Simmons, the fitness guy?
Richard Simmons.
You remember Richard
Simmons?
I
remember Simmons? Mr. Motivator.
He had a shock of curly ginger hair, little tiny shorts.
Right.
And he was like the main fitness guy for ages.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, yeah, I could take on his... Is he still with us?
I'm not too sure. Oh, I haven't besmirched his name.
We'll check him out in the song. But if you can help us name this new revolutionary lifestyle plan, because I think a good diet, a good plan needs a name to catch on.
Now, I threw my hat in the ring earlier on by suggesting Richie Simmons, based on the fitness guru Richard Simmons.
Yes.
And sadly, during the course of that song, we've been informed that Richard is no longer with us.
That's a shame.
So that was me back to the drawing board. Bless him.
Anna suggests the Richie Reset.
That's good.
I'm doing the Richie Reset.
Yeah, I mean, maybe other people would. So if this caught on and other people did it, mm-hmm. would they be doing their own reset? Or you said, I'm actually trying the Richie Reset?
No, I think they should say they're doing the Richie Reset. Because, I mean, yeah, people who did the Atkins diet, they're not all Dr. Atkins, are they?
That's a really good point.
Thank you.
You're a narcissist, but I like it.
Phil says, more Richie, less rich tea.
Rich tea biscuits are an absolute abomination, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
They're not going to pile the pounds on. 8, 12, 15 for your ideas. Lawrence, what have you got?
It's the lemming diet.
The lemming diet?
Lemming diet?
Less eating, more moving.
Oh, see, I grew up with Lemmings the video game, and that means jumping off a cliff.
That's exactly what I was thinking. A bit drastic. Well, yeah.
Okay, Lawrence, that's not bad. Keep the suggestions coming in for Richie's fitness plan. We need a name. Gary's on the line. Gary, what are you thinking? What should they call it?
You want to hear it? There's a couple.
Okay.
I've got the train spotters trimmed down.
Brilliant. That's good. Right. Richie likes his trains, yeah?
Yes, that's true, yes.
And birth rate fasting.
Birth rate fasting?
Yeah.
You don't want to spell that one wrong when you send it into the show, do you?
No.
Gary, where are you calling us from right now? It's very echoey.
I'm actually in Wigan.
Okay.
Right. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Gary.
Cheers, Gary.
Bye-bye.
There's been some good suggestions so far.
Have been. So let's go through some of them. Adam would like to suggest the plan your eat, use your feet.
Is that an acronym as well?
Well, the acronym's clumsy. PUF.
Is he having a pop?
I hope not.
Pew. Oof. bottom. That's very, we've had the kids for 6 weeks. I'm doing bottom drawer stinky stuff. Simon says, sort yourself out September.
It's good.
That's good. Says what it does on the tin.
Ollie would like to put forward the Elmomo plan.
Okay, how's that work?
Easy acronym, eat less, move more. Elmomo.
Elmo.
Easy acronym to remember, but also everyone loves Elmo.
Does everyone love Elmo? I find him a little unsettling.
What do you find unsettling about Elmo?
Elmo just looks like he could turn like that at any minute. It's got a bit of like anger about him.
But there's no evidence of Elmo ever turning.
I don't like hand puppets, I think, in general. I don't like, what's the one that was in the bin? Lived in the bin.
A Cookie Monster.
Does he live in the bin?
Yeah, he was angry.
Yeah, he was angry all the time. He was absolutely obsessed
with
biscuits.
No. He just liked biscuits, didn't he?
Is it Oscar?
Oscar.
That's it.
Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, covered in people's muck because he lives in the bin. This might be an early contender for a winner for this. This is inspired. Down to Firth.
That's very good.
It's very strong. Silicy. Say it like I see it, says this person. I think people are just texting in slogans now.
Yes.
Acronyms.
I think, and that one sounds a little bit too see it, say it, sorted, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's quite annoying, isn't it?
Joel in Bromsgrove says intermittent firthing.
That's good. Someone's texted here to say Gooner fit.
I really like that. But that only works for Arsenal fans.
This is a good point. Change it for each team.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Mm.
Some of this bothered me since I came back from holiday. Been away for 2 weeks. We did the first week up in Northumberland with the kids because my other half, Katie's family are from there. And they went up a few days early to stay with the grandparents and had a great time, the kids, that is. And they went to a petting farm or something in a place called Wooler, which is near where they live in Alnwick, right? And they were very excited about one particular animal that they petted, Thea and Stella, the two youngest.
Yeah.
But they've told me what the animal is, and I think they've got it wrong, or this can't be an animal.
Right.
Okay? They are convinced they petted a thing called a skinny pig.
That's cute.
It's got to be like a childish, babyish name for a guinea pig, right?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as like a skinny pig.
No, I mean, there's a couple of different things here, okay? Mm. So, obviously, you've got your guinea pig.
Got your guinea pigs.
But then you've got your micro pigs. Now, I happen to know there's no such thing as a micro pig. Micro pigs are just small pigs. They all grow into
I've
pigs.
I've heard the term micro pig before.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, is that not a species?
No, it's not. No, they all just grow into pigs. They're massive.
Okay.
You get a micro pig, it will then just be a pig.
So you're saying that every pig at some point is a micro pig?
Yes, baby.
That's a slogan for a T-shirt.
No.
Okay, so what about a skinny pig then?
I don't think there is such a thing.
Unless it's just a really lean pig. It's been looking out for itself. It's been doing the...
It's been doing the eat less, move around more thing, yeah.
That's what it is.
Still hasn't got a name.
It hasn't got an acronym for it. look, so if you know what it is, they keep going on about it. I'm like, sorry, darling, I appreciate that you were at a lovely petting farm and you had a great time with your grandparents, but that's a made-up animal.
Now, I had a theory that they're getting the whole micro pig thing confused because, of course, micro pigs are just small pigs and then they grow into big ones. Barry says...
What's Barry saying?
Well, Barry says that I've got that wrong, that there are micro pigs. And a few years ago, it was trendy to have a micro pig. I think Barry is wrong. There is no such thing as a micro pig. They all grow big.
Well, you said earlier on that every pig at some point is a micro pig.
Exactly. You're going to get that T-shirt, mate.
Yeah, I'm honestly going to get it printed after the show. And Sonia says there was a fitness company in the Northeast called Skinny Pigs a while ago, so I'd be a bit concerned if they were petting skinny pigs. The plot thickens, my friends.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
That is it for your Daily Takeaway podcast. Just to go back to the Edinburgh Festival, obviously, you know, Absolute Radio's Matt Ford's been up there over the last month and all that kind of stuff. It's probably the world's number one comedy festival.
Premiere.
But what I have to do here is you have to salute Edinburgh universities. They're the real winners here, because if you think about it, all of these different shows that are on are using vacant university lecture halls, and they appear to be the only university in the country that's kind of thought, let's do a comedy festival during the summer when none of the students are here. All the accommodation's free, all of the lecture theatres are free, and all of the others, it's just gathering dust waiting for the students to come back.
Have you ever stayed in out-of-season student accommodation before? I've done that. I was at a thing, this is when I lived in Bristol. I went to this awards do thingy in London and stayed at, I think it was University College London or something like that. We stayed in like this. It was just, honestly, I woke up in the night, I had quite a few beers. I thought I was in prison. It's the only place where you could turn the tap on without getting out of bed. Love it. Well done, Edinburgh. And go see Barry Bagcrumble.